in the ever perplexing, convoluted case of Robert McBride, what is really going on and what is going to actually happen at 12 noon today?
Yeah, you know, who would have thought the Democratic Alliance would be backing Robert McBride? I mean, there's so much going on there. So what you have is the police minister, Becky Cleland, who doesn't want him to stay on. And so his contract does end, and there's an option of a five-year sort of another contract, which Robert McBride is almost demanding. I don't know if that's the right strategy. So if you look at his role in IPED, he was really important. And at one stage, it was really interesting ANC politics when Zuma was still leader of the ANC and Robert McBride was leading IPED, which was the sort of last law enforcement agency left fighting state capture, right? There were investigations of this and into this person and that person, etc. And then it came that the ANC's police committee, which is the same people, by the way, there was a court ruling, and if they did not take action within a month, he would stay on. And they didn't. It was their inaction, a deliberate inaction, that allowed him to stay. Now, he was fighting Zuma, right? Now Zuma's gone. And now that same committee, same people, did I mention they're the same people on the same committee, are now saying he mustn't stay. Huh? I mean, man. I need another dose of cockles to understand that.
But what is, I mean, you know, we've asked you this time and time again over the last couple months, like what we think all of this obviously means implicated into the election.